For Justice Ann Michael, her legal career has been marked by firsts. The first female justice appointed to the Appellate Division in New York State. 3 years after graduating from UB Law School, she was appointed a Buffalo City Court judge at age 27. In 1971, she became the first woman in upstate New York to win election to state Supreme Court. That record of achievement carries some obvious weight, so when Judge Michael wants to announce another first, it makes good sense to listen.
This year, we're bringing Dingus Day downtown.
Yes, Dingus Day will be celebrated downtown at the Adams Mark for the first time. It's part of Buffalo's evolving love affair with Dingus Day, where new celebrations are emerging each year at bars, halls, restaurants, at all corners of the region. For Ann Michael, celebrating Dingus Day is a tale that traces back 54 years to the Chopin Singing Society. At one time, it was celebrated with the city's power brokers on Buffalo's east side.
For many years, we owned a property on Kosciuszko Street, and that's where we held it. And I can remember one occasion where I was there for lunch, and then I went back to work. And I came in the evening, and I look at this long, long line trying to get into Kosciuszko Street. And Jimmy Griffin was standing in the line waiting to get back in. And so I took him out of there, and we went in to let the mayor preside.
Joining Judge Michael during our interview at WBFO was Ted Szymanski, who may understand better than anyone the growth of Dingus Day. He and his band, Special Delivery, heard right here and throughout the story, will appear at the Adams Mark celebration on Monday night after playing at two other celebrations earlier in the day. So when it comes to Dingus Day, Szymanski says people just can't get enough.
The bird dance. I mean, they just love the bird dance. And we had them last year doing the hokey pokey. I haven't seen such a big hokey pokey in my... There was about 400 kids on a floor. One circle going one way, the other inner circle going the other way, the inner circle going the other way. It was just unbelievable.
In honoring tradition, the White Eagle Dancers out of Toronto will perform at the Adams Mark for a celebration that begins at noon with the blessing of the food by Father Czesław Krysa, director of the Worship Office of the Buffalo Diocese. Father Krysa serves as rector at St. Casimir Church in Kaisertown.
I've got a priest classmate of mine from Connecticut who comes down every single year to Buffalo because he just enjoys how much everybody's having such a neat time. Everybody's expressing their heritage. He calls it the Polish version of Mardi Gras.
Father Krysa verifies the stories of how the elderly will slowly arrive early on Dingus Day, but will soon shed their canes and walkers as the dancing begins. He's also amazed at how the young have taken to the Polish tradition, and it's one that he believes needs to be nurtured in any way possible.
Here, I call it the new evangelization, really. Because, you know, put it, for example, we have a Facebook, a Twitter account, and all that kind of stuff. So we'll send out something. We got this devotion going, this procession, this thing, even for Easter or so. And we'll get anywhere from 300 to 500 hits. We had a Krupnik celebration. Krupnik is that honey liqueur that I made my father's old recipe. We had 3,600 hits, okay? And 300, over almost 400 people showed up for the celebration, all through the social media.
Dingus Day seems to be trending in Buffalo, to say the least. For those wishing to attend the Adams Mark celebration downtown, it starts at noon Monday. It'll feature dancing with live and recorded music, and Judge Ann Michael promises plenty of traditional staples.
Yes.
Traditional food is there, the Polish sausages, the wonderful hams, eggs of all kinds, either stuffed or unstuffed. And other salads are presented, so it's a very nice luncheon. And very nice desserts as well.
And a drink, is there any kind of special ethnic drink involved?
Oh,
or not
vodka.
Really?
Vodka is the drink of the season. And it's very popular, of course, with the Buffalo people.
Ah, very good.
There's some Polish beers also that
and
we
beers, eat. Right.
Polish beers, Tyskia.
Tyska,
is one
yeah.
of them, Wyborowa, not Wyborowa,
that's a vodka.
A vodka, yes.
Yeah.
Judge, you seem to know a lot about vodka.
Yes, I do. My guests seem to like it.
And wherever you celebrate this Monday, happy Dingus Day. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.
It's the time of the year, and Easter Day is done. Time to dance and cheer, Buffalo's Dingus Day, have fun. In Buffalo, it's prime time, a time to celebrate. The girls will chase the boys, and they won't hesitate. Now Dingus Day, get
fills the air. So dance and have some cheer.